As you join us on air, the solemn funeral mass of Chiara Lubich, founder of the Works of Mary, more commonly known as the Focolari Movement, has just ended. The ceremony was held in Rome's Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls and was attended by thousands, among them Protestant, Orthodox, Jewish and Muslim religious leaders and representatives. Mass was presided over by the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who read a message sent by Pope Benedict XVI, in which the Holy Father said there are many reasons to give thanks to the Lord for the life of Chiara Lubich. The Pope underlined her silent and incisive service to evangelization, which he wrote was always in harmony with church teaching. He also praised her loyal response to the appeals of the popes in the course of her lifetime and her prophetic capacity to read and respond to the signs of the times. Irene Lagan followed events.
Chiara Lubich's life is a song of love to God who is love. This was how Cardinal Bertone opened his homily Tuesday.
Il secolo ventesimo è costellato di
The 20th century, said Cardinal Bertone, saw a constellation of brilliant stars of this divine love. It cannot only be remembered for its wonderful scientific advances or for its economic progress, which in many cases, he observed, have only increased the divide between the rich and the poor. Nor should it only go down in history for the horrendous crimes committed against humanity. Because, he added, despite its many contradictions, the last century was also marked by the many men and women whom God called to tend the wounds of the ill and the suffering, the poor and the outcast, those men and women who dedicated their lives to opening minds and hearts to truth, restoring faith and hope to lives broken by violence, injustice, and sin.
Persone che diffondano l'amore unità.
During the course of the century, the founder of the Focolari movement silently and humbly dedicated herself to reigniting the fire of God's love in the heart of humanity. She inspired people to spread this love in communion with God and unity with the Church by making themselves and their homes a hearth for all those seeking God. Its motto becoming love in unity.
Great people are not born, but they are sent by God.
I bring heartfelt greetings to you all from His Grace, the Archbishop of Canterbury. To me personally, in my life as a Christian and in my ministry as a bishop, Chiara has been a profound inspiration.
Trovò fertile terreno la sua coraggiosa apertura ecumenica e la ricerca del dialogo.
Cardinal Bertone then turned to the fruits of the Focolari spirituality. In the climate of the Second Vatican Council, it found fertile ground for its courageous ecumenical outreach and research and dialogue between religions. In the years marked by student protests, the GEN movement of young people for unity was founded. In Brazil, Chiara launched the economy of communion, giving birth to sustainable development, which has become the blueprint for a new shared world order.
Mariupoli.
Concluding, the Cardinal reflected on the hearth of Focolari spirituality, Mariupoli, the city of Mary, high in the Roman hills where Chiara spent her final hours surrounded by the love of her spiritual children. Chiara, he added, wanted her movement dedicated to Our Lady, because for Chiara, the Blessed Virgin is the precious key to the gospel, but also so that in Chiara's words, the work of the movement will be present like Mary on earth, being all gospel, nothing else but the gospel, and because of the gospel, it will never die. I'm Irene Lagan.
Top of world news this Tuesday evening, China has made its highest level reaction to the ongoing unrest in Tibet, blaming the violence on supporters of the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama denies his involvement and says he will resign if the violence continues unabated. Charles Collins reports.
The Dalai Lama threatened on Tuesday to step down as a leader of Tibet's government in exile if violence committed by Tibetans in his homeland spirals out of control. He also sharply rejected accusations by China that he orchestrated last week's demonstrations in Tibet and the violence that ensued. The Dalai Lama also said he was deeply troubled by Tibetan attacks on ethnic Han Chinese, who are resented by native Tibetans in the region. On Tuesday, in China's highest level response to the violence, Prime Minister Wen Jiabao said there was ample evidence that the violence was orchestrated by what he called the Dali clique.
This incident has seriously disrupted public order and normal life in Lhasa, and the incident has also inflicted heavy losses of life and property for the people in Lhasa.
There was no word from Lhasa of any action taken after the passing of a Monday midnight deadline for people involved in the rioting to surrender. Foreign journalists are not allowed to travel to Tibet without permission, but Prime Minister Nguyen said China would consider organizing a trip. I'm Charles Collins.